92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Zoom has become a brand name, a verb, and a lifestyle, and it only took, what, a month for that to happen? It's taking over the world, and good for them, having a user-friendly product available at just the right time when the world needed it. I'm surprised it's actually still free, because these days everything is subscription-based, and they could be making a ton of money from that. But Microsoft has taken notice, and their shorts are tightly wadded up over that, so they're working on a new idea, a new feature for Microsoft Teams, which they're going to be launching next year. It's called the Microsoft Virtual Commute. Yes, that's exactly what I thought when I read about this, and you're right, you should be laughing now. Microsoft is going to make you sit on a virtual bus with virtual passengers talking on their phones and listening to loud music to simulate your commute to and from work. They say it's an attempt to protect your mental health because it will create a more definitive start and end to your workday. Although Microsoft has been reporting that since March, more than half of the company's based instant messages through their network are being exchanged between 6 p.m. and midnight, so people aren't following a normal workday. And that makes the virtual commute idea even more bizarre, because people are getting the job done, but not in a focused business day like before. And if you're calling it a day at midnight, do you really want to sit through a virtual commute home? No, you want your head on your pillow as fast as possible, because another day starts in 4 hours. I just don't see how a virtual commute helps anyone de-stress.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.